A Slice of Life in the CLC. Snapshots of congregations from around the Church of the Lutheran Confession. This month, St. Matthew Lutheran Church, Dallas, Texas. Driving down Frankford Road, a busy three-lane, it is easy to notice the painted cedarwood exterior and pitched roof of St. Matthew Lutheran Church. Located in a prosperous area of North Dallas, the city has literally grown up around the church since it was built in the late 1980s. Where there were once fields and empty lots, now stands a mixture of residential homes, stores, and restaurants. This area of Dallas is about 20 miles north of the downtown skyscrapers, 30 miles northeast of the new Cowboy football stadium, and 9 miles from former President George W. Bush's residence on the northern edge of the city line. President Bush hasn't stopped in to see us as yet. Dallas itself sits on the plains of Texas at the tail end of the, quote, Tornado Alley, end quote, and alternates between droughts and flooding, extreme heat and ice storms, interspersed with countless days of beautiful, sunny weather. The congregation originally chose the Frankford Road location for the church because it sat in the middle of a triangle of current members, somewhat equidistant from everyone. Then, in labor of love, they built the church by hand and volunteer labor, including installing wooden planks across the high ceiling and constructing stained glass windows. The church was completed and dedicated to the glory of God in 1989. The building was originally designed to also house the pastor, and did so for many years. However, in 2007, a separate parsonage was purchased 3 miles north in the suburb of Plano. The location itself has turned out to be one of the greatest outreach tools for the congregation, which has been blessed with an average of 30 visitors from the area walking through the doors every year. This is also due in part to the general cultural climate, which is conservative and friendly to churchgoers. The Dallas area is home to 5 of the 50 largest churches in America. There is a strong Baptist presence, but also a general respect for the importance of church and worship that is not found in all metropolitan areas. This leads to many opportunities to share the truth, and many have joined our church family after the Lord has led them through the door on a Sunday morning. The congregation of 95 souls is a mix of Southerners, native Texans, and Northerners who have moved south for a variety of reasons, including warmer weather and the growth in job opportunities. The congregation began when a group of people in Dallas reached out to the CLC Church in Spring, Texas, and later were served by the missionary at large, who at the time was in Austin, Texas. The missionary at large at that time, Paul E. Nolting, determined that there was great potential in this area. As the church continued to flourish, it called its first full-time pastor in 1986. The congregation has been served by 4 different full-time pastors in its 36 years. Much of the current membership of the church is spread out over the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex of 7 million people, and a good share live at significant distances. More than one family makes the drive from 40-plus miles away through the city to church on Sunday. The challenges of traversing congested city areas are always present for a majority of the members. St. Matthew also continues to serve members and contacts to the north and south on Highway 35 from Oklahoma City to Waco to Austin. This makes our time when we can all be together to worship on Sunday mornings precious. An average of 55 per Sunday gather together to worship with Bible class for adults and Sunday school for children before the worship service. In addition to our regular Bible instruction classes for adults, confirmation students, and children, we recently started a young adults class that has a wonderful blend of apologetics and evangelism. It closely examines the breathtaking wonders of God in creation and the errors of the unscientific claims of evolution. This class, created and taught by Mr. Brian Mebus, has been a great blessing to our young people. St. Matthew was able to connect with the broader CLC when the quote, Lone Stars, end quote, traveled for the first time to the grade school basketball tournament in Eau Claire in 2015. Many of the parents also made the journey, and it was a unique opportunity to meet fellow Christians and be introduced to the ILC campus. A number of children have also been able to take part in the CLC youth camp at ILC as campers and counselors. If you move to this area, you quickly find out that the soils in much of North Texas, and certainly the Dallas area, have a high clay content. This may not seem important, but when the expansive clays absorb moisture, they tend to swell. Likewise, when they dry, they tend to shrink. This repeated action, many times, causes the foundations of buildings to move up and down, and inevitably causes damage to the structure. Much of the Dallas area is literally built on shifting ground. This is a great reminder of the truth of our lives as Christians. We do not build the foundation of our lives, our faith, or our ministry on the unsteady soil of this world, but on the rock of Christ. We are thankful that the Lord has built St. Matthew on the true foundation and continues to give focus and strength through the cross to take the joy of the gospel and message of salvation out into the world. Our author is Matthew Hanel, pastor of St. Matthew Lutheran Church in Dallas, Texas.